The Detroit Free Press, Freep.com, Twitter handle, Phoebe said. And Phoebe, what about it? I guess people are rolling their eyes, a lot of them?
Nobody is rolling their eyes. We have very, very extreme reaction here. We have tremendous support for this idea and actually tremendous fear and concern. So we're seeing great extremes, and people are taking this very seriously.
Give us the arguments pro and con that you're hearing briefly.
Today, the president of the United Auto Workers said that labor, this is why President Trump won support in key industrial states in the Northeast and the Midwest. This is a message that resonates, and labor likes this message a lot. They feel like this is why they view President Trump as an ally on this subject. On the flip side, you have the auto industry, which has basically set up a highly efficient machine between Mexico, Canada, and the United States. And to pull the plug on any of that, frankly, it's general consensus that consumers would be looking at price increases on most all vehicles, domestic and foreign.
Is there a happy medium that anyone discusses?
I have not yet been able to find the happy medium, though everybody agrees they're watching with caution and interest. The President and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross will be examining this over the next few months, and we'll learn more.
I think the bottom line, just to appreciate the foreign companies that have plants in the U.S. and the U.S. companies that in part rely on manufacture overseas, and then these different parts crossing borders with impunity, a real crisscross.
Well, one thing that's fascinating that I forgot and I remembered during this debate is President Obama said that General Motors couldn't fail for one primary reason. The auto industry consumes so much product that it has a ripple effect nationwide. Computers, steel, rubber, all this stuff that's used, anything disrupts the auto industry, everybody feels the pain or the pleasure.
All right, Phoebe, thank you for the rundown. Did it great in 3 minutes. Really appreciate the time.
Thank you.
And Phoebe Wall Howard, business writer, the autos team, Detroit Free Press, Freep.com with us live on WDEL.